Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Samuel chapter 16, I'm going to quickly read verses 5 through 14. When King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David. And all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. Behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishai, the son of Zariah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zariah? So let him curse, because the Lord hath said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside over against him, and cursed him as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. And the king and all the people were with him, came weary, and refreshed themselves there. This is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Abishai is a good man. He's a loyal man. Shimei is a disloyal hater of King David, and one of the relatives of the former King Saul. He sees David walking one day while Absalom, David's son, is creating a war and a rebellion against him. And as he gets closer, Shimei begins to curse at David and say vile, evil things. And David's men are ready to take care of business. Matter of fact, Abishai makes a statement that I love. He said, why should I let this dead dog live? Let me pray thee, I pray thee, take his head off. King David's reaction was not what we would expect, but it was the reaction that God wanted. He tells Abishai and the rest of the men to back off and let Shimei say what he wants. Shimei had criticized and cursed David for Absalom's rebellion. That old wound was ripped open again, but it had happened. David tells these men they need to let God have vengeance on Shimei. After David speaks to his men, Shimei follows David, cursing and throwing stones and dirt at him all along the way. It really wore them down. Matter of fact, it says that all day, and the king and all the people were with him, came weary, and then they refreshed themselves there. You see, it wore them down. Remember, I'm not to choose to be anyone's enemy, but I can't choose who is my enemy. And Shimei had become an enemy of David, but David was choosing not to make Shimei his enemy. Now, I'm going to talk to you today for just a few moments about how to live peaceably with your friend's enemy. Number one, I will not let anyone criticize my friend in my presence. You know, I don't like people to be critical, and I don't like them critical in my presence. But if somebody wants to talk about my friends in a critical way, I'm going to shut their mouth. I don't listen to it. I've hung up the phone on people before. I've walked away from people. I'm not going to listen to somebody criticize my friend. You say, why? Because I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to fuss. I'm just not going to listen to it. I will not care if you attack me for it. But I'm not going to listen to you attack my friend. I've seen too many people be destroyed by these attacks, and I refuse to be as guilty as my enemy and attack my attacker. I'm not saying that you have to be rude, but I am saying I'm not going to listen to the attack on my friend. Just like Abishai did not want to hear the attack against King David, he was ready to shut him up. Number two, I will not socialize nor participate with the enemies of my friends. I'll be a gentleman, but I'm not going to socialize with someone who attacks my friends. I'm not going to go out and eat meals with someone who has been attacking my friends. When I worked for Brother Hiles, people would attack him. Then they would want to take me out to eat, and I would not go. I will not try to find out why you hate my friend and try to fix you. I'm just not going to spend time with you. If you try, it's only going to make your hatred deeper. You'll end up in an argument about something else. So I will not listen to the negative of my friend's enemy for my friend, nor for the attacker's sake. For instance, I had years ago had a pastor friend who had attacked me many, many years before. And I don't think he was a bad man, just misinformed. But in years later, he decided to resign his church due to health. His board called me, wanting my help to find a new pastor. Things were a mess. That pastor had resigned but was staying in the church. They asked me to come preach for a week and help them find a new pastor, and I said it would be best for me not to do that, and I stayed away. Why? Because I didn't want a fellowship like that. Number three, when both the attacker and the attacked are my friends, I defend the accused. Christians are still sinners. We shouldn't be shocked when they sin. Not all of my friends get along with each other, but I always defend the one who is attacked. Jonathan loved his dad, King Saul, but he also loved David. When Saul attacked David, Jonathan defended David. You know, I don't stop being a friend to the attacker, but I defend the one who's being attacked. I tell them that I'm not going to listen to their attack and treat them just the same. You know, a real friend will not listen to the attacks and assure your friends of that. You know, I'll let my friend, who is the attacker, know that we will only discuss topics about which we will agree. I don't listen to their side. I don't try to fix the situation. We have to understand that we're accountable not just for our enemies, but for our friends' enemies. And how are we going to treat them? Today, I've given you a plan by which to live peaceably with your friends' enemies. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.